This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me.
Man, I am frothing here. I'm in Road Hard and Put Away Wet. I mean, Steve Watson, judge, FBI is ready to indict Hillary over emails. This is enough to shake the American political system to its foundation. That story's up on InfoWars.com. We've got Mitt Romney, and this is even bigger. He had it changed on his page. It was a new update, and then they just took it down, just like when they were testing election results beforehand. And so they definitely were testing the Facebook to approve it and accidentally published it that he's going to run for president. Stone, you said it first, and you got the floor for the last 5 minutes. I'm sorry I'm ranting. How do they try to steal it? What's going to happen with Mitt Romney? How does Hillary possibly getting indicted play into all this?
Boy, Alex, you're on fire today. No question about it. Look, I think we're breaking a lot of news here. As I predicted right here on InfoWars.com last week, Mitt Romney is he's the anointed horse. It's very clear Marco Rubio cannot make it. He has not been able to come in first in any state. He's heading for a crushing defeat in his home state primary on March 15th, unless they steal it. This is why the Trump ballot security project that I'm working on is so important, because the establishment will stop at nothing. We've seen Karl Rove rig election results before, as he did in Ohio for George W. Bush. Don't put anything beyond the Republican machine and the globalists. They must stop Trump. I think Romney will run. I think this was the warm up. I think that, the guy is the last dying gasp of the establishment. They have no one left because Trump decimated Jeb. He's decimated Marco. He would decimate Kasich, but Kasich can't get any traction. He's running fifth in the Michigan primary, where he said he's going to make his last stand. So Romney is now the designated hitter for the bipartisan two-party duopoly, and they're going to make their last stand there. But remember, they don't mind if they blow up the Republican Party. They don't mind if they blow up the party's chances to win.
They're claiming Trump is doing that. They're claiming Trump is doing that, but they're the suicide bombers.
No question about it. In fact, Trump has moved to a more unifying message. If you go back to the last debate, he clearly said he respected the other candidates on the stage. He was acting in a conciliatory manner until he was viciously attacked by little Marco. So, look, one thing I know about Donald Trump, if you punch him, be prepared to get punched back at twice the velocity. The guy's a fighter. He would wipe Romney up in the late primary. So, Mitt, get in. Come on. The water's fine. Jump in California.
When is Dumbo going to fly away?
Say again?
When is Marco Dumbo going to fly away?
I suspect that if he loses the March 15th primary in his home state here in Florida, he is done. I fully expect Governor Rick Scott to endorse Trump. Scott is a man of courage. He comes from outside the political order. He's not a career politician. He and Trump have an excellent relationship. I have no inside information. I just think it is likely. That would be a major boost here in the Sunshine State. But right now, let's recognize, Rubio is the senator representing the state. Trump is running ahead of him in the public polls by almost 25 points.
Final questions, and obviously I appreciate you popping in on an almost daily basis because so much is moving so fast. What about this Koch brother plan they're talking about to run a third party to scuttle the Republicans, a right-wing party to steal votes? That's incredibly transparent. And then what about Trump's talk, if they violate their contract, him running third party? Is it the answer, stay in the Republican race, fight it all the way?
Yeah, I believe that it is. I think that that's that. First of all, having done this, since I played some role in getting my friend Governor Gary Johnson on the ballot in 48 states, the Kochs may not understand how difficult it is to get on the ballot, particularly as an independent, not a third party.
They'd have to try to buy the Libertarian Party.
You know what? They'd have to have a real libertarian. Who would that be? Who's going to play the Stooges game for them?
You know what? I know you've got to go. We have another guest, but do two more minutes because I'm going to tell you. Ventura's getting ready to get in as the libertarian nominee. I want to ask you. I think that's going to affect things.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Corruption.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, and for the balance of this hour, we're going to be joined by my good friend Mark Dyson, the author of The Illuminati in Hollywood. Why are they so into this? Why is it in all the big events? How does it tie into the election? We'll be talking to Mark Dyson, of course, has the viral videos that we carry and Drudge carries, where he goes out and, as liberals say, they want to put gun owners in FEMA camps and kill Donald Trump and all the rest of it. And this is really who he's talking to. This is the majority of them. These are very, very sick, demented people. That's coming up in a moment. Donald Trump's getting ready to have a quick speech and a response to Mitt Romney. So we've got that feed as well from his YouTube. And I just love how they can bypass the whole mainstream media. Because the mainstream media was a gatekeeper. And speaking of breaking the gatekeeping, two best-selling books, The Bush Crime Family and Hillary's War on Women, both available by Roger Stone at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. I know you got to go. Roger, I appreciate your time, but I'm really concerned. I like the fact that Ventura said, and he's on tomorrow, Jesse Ventura said, I'm not going to run third party or get in if it's Donald Trump or Sanders, because they're anti-establishment in his views, and he's been friends with Trumps. He's classy. But he said, if it is Rubio or Hillary, I'm getting in. And the libertarians have been talking to him. I know that. So they're telling him, hey, if you come, you'll probably get it. You're very popular. I know McAfee's going for it, but I think with his bona fides that it'd be Ventura. So that's also a prospect there that could cause a problem. But again, overall, what other dirty tricks do the Koch brothers have?
Well, first of all, let me speak to that. I spoke to Governor Ventura day before yesterday. In fact, he said to me the same thing he said to you, which is he likes Bernie Sanders because he's outside the machine. He really likes Donald Trump. He's outraged by the voter theft that's going on. And he would run if the country is faced with two globalists, call it Rubio and Hillary. I'd go a step further, Alex. He asked me if I would manage his campaign. If Donald Trump is cheated out of the nomination and he's not on the ballot, I would be open to helping Jesse Ventura. He's a good friend of many years.
Wow. So talk about moving in the same circles. Very, very interesting. Yeah, that's what he told me. So he's on tomorrow, and I think that's classy. He likes Donald Trump. I like Tim Morgan's free market. They play golf. They're friends for 20-something years. But I was checking into Trump 6-8 months ago before I even started, you know, giving him some support and saying he might be good. I talked to not just Ventura, but 4 or 5 other people that I know have known him for decades, and they said, no, what you see is really him, and that's why he makes brash jokes and says, you know, the difference between me and a dead possum or a wet raccoon is I got $7 billion. And some people that rubs them the wrong way, but even evangelicals have been going for him because they're sick of these fakes, you know, that say they're so Christian but then backstab people. What is your gut, though? How is it going for the panicking establishment in closing? Because they've gone from trying to act slick to just, you're not getting it, it's over. We will kill the Republican Party. We will give it to Hillary. They're on Fox and CNN and MSNBC saying they will slit the party's throat in front of everyone. Well, that just shows us they're a foreign occupying army, but the Democrats. I mean, these people, I think, have really shown us their dirty skirts.
Yeah, here's what they don't understand. This is not your father's Republican Party. Donald Trump has the capacity to bring millions of new people into this election. He's already doing it. People who've never voted before. People who've stopped voting because they figured out that politics is fixed against the common person. So they do that at their own peril. Trump is a much, much stronger candidate against Hillary Clinton than any other Republican candidate because he will take the fight right to her.
And the numbers show that. That's not rhetoric. It's why they're scared to death. The Republican lie that he can't beat Hillary is a fraud. And now, Roger, I'm going to let you go because your man, my man, our man, Donald Trump has just taken the stage. Let's go to that live feed via his YouTube.
I should do well there. Let's hope I do well there. I love Florida. But I was going to Detroit, and I said to my people, I have to stop in Maine. I just had to stop in Maine. So I wouldn't say that it's a very direct route, would you say? Instead of going this way, I went this way and this way, and that is good. I'm so glad. And, you know, to put this incredible sold-out crowd, and you have thousands of people outside, to put this crowd together in a period of, what, 24 hours? Is pretty amazing. And Maine is amazing. You know, Maine is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And people don't realize how large your land mass is. I was talking to Paul. As large as all of New England, when you think of it. That's some piece of land. Can I buy some, please? Can I buy some? Can I buy some? So, you know, I've been watching with great interest as we get to, you know, go down the line. We've had some amazing results. And right nearby with New Hampshire, it was an amazing, incredible thing. And by the way, every single time I went to New Hampshire, whenever I met with people, they'd always say, number one problem, heroin. Number one problem. And I'd say, how's that possible? You know, you look at these beautiful fields and the beautiful little roads and everything's so beautiful. And it was the number one problem. And it comes from our southern border. And we're going to close up that border. And we're going to build a wall. And we're going to stop the drugs from coming in. Believe me. We're going to stop. And people are going to come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. They're going to come in legally. But we're going to solve the problem. But, you know, I watch these pundits. And when I first started, my wife Melania and I, we came down the escalator, right? And I first started, and it was an amazing thing. I said, you know, we have to do something because we have people that don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing in running our country. And I got some of that today, you know, just in hearing some of these things. But they don't know what they're doing. We have to do it. And it takes guts to run for president. I'm not a politician. All talk, no action. Nothing gets done. And anyway, we're coming down, and I said to myself, you know, there's so many things. And then I watched the pundits, and they said, oh, Trump, I don't know, we have some great talent running. And I'm trying to figure out where, what's the talent? What's the talent? But, you know, you come down and you do it and you start talking about trade and you see what happens with trade. Trade has been such a disaster. But the pundits all said, you know, I came out at 3%, first one. And my wife said, you know, if you run, you're going to win. But you actually have to run. You can't say you're going to run because they won't poll it. But even if they do poll it, people still say you're not going to run. She said, but if you run, you're going to win. I said, oh, she's my pollster. She's my pollster. I paid her less money, but she's better than the pollster. So you know what happened? I started at 3 the first day or something. I was at 3, which I wasn't exactly thrilled about. Then it went up to 6. It went up to 12. It went up to 18. And then it kept going up. And every time I went up, the pundits would say, he's plateaued. You know, plateaued. Well, he's always going to get 6. That's a 6 solid group. Then I went up to 12. Well, you know, that's a solid group. Then I went up to 24. And he said, and don't forget, that's with 17 people. We had 17 people. That's a lot. 24 with 17 people is pretty good. So we went up to 24. And they said, well, that's the max. There can't be any more. Then we went up to 28, 32. So CNN just came out with a poll. Trump, 49. Yeah. Nasty. That's high. That's right. And, you know, I'm very proud of it because this is not a plateau. This is a movement. We have a movement going on, folks. Time magazine did a story recently, a couple of weeks ago, talking about what's going on, and they've never seen anything like it. People have never seen it. They say, actually, and I don't think I'm exaggerating this at all, and I don't want to exaggerate, but many of the great writers, of which there are very few, because the media is among the most dishonest people I've ever
known. No, it's true. It's pure Americana. Nothing like this has ever happened.
They said that in the history of this country, there's never been anything like this. What's happening? We were in Huntsville, Alabama the other day. We had 35,000 people. 35,000 people. We went to Arkansas, which you saw we won. Oh, is that another one? Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, get them out. Get them out. Get them out. They just don't stop. All right, get them out. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Terrible. Incredible. Now, you know, you can be nice. But if you're nice, they'll say, oh, you were so soft. Then you can be vicious. Get out of here, right? And then they'll say you were too harsh. So I've developed a nice... All right, please get them out.
It's incredible. They want to take our free speech, folks. These are totalitarians.
I love you, Chris. And by the way, you know, I'm self-funding my campaign. I'm putting up all my money. I'm not... But you have to do... All I want, I don't want your money. I just want one thing, your vote on Saturday. Get out and vote. Don't forget, I did that big, long turn, slightly long. It did a big
What's
turn.
What's revolutionary is he's not spending any money and he's not going to the political class. I wouldn't say in the country's history it's the only time, but in the modern television era, this has never happened. This is the death knell of the establishment.
The theme is make America great again.
Quite frankly, if they steal it from him, it may even make the rebellion bigger.
I've met so many people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We have like this. Now, we're only confined by the size of the room. This is packed, but this is the size of the room.
All right.
Thousands and thousands.
I'm going to go back to Roger Stone real quick because he's going to leave us. He wanted to stay and hear some of the speech. I'm going to go to break and come back with Mark Dyson. We'll have excerpts of the speech as well, especially if he goes after Romney. But I tell you, he's looking good. He's lost a lot of weight. He looks younger. He looks sharper. And I'm not just kissing Trump's rear end here. He looks like 10 years younger and like he's lost 30, 40 pounds. And it seems like he's thriving off the stress. So this guy really, I really respect him now because I'm not just watching a guy on TV. This is a real alpha male, Roger. 60 seconds.
He's drawing strength from the crowds, Alex. He's having the time of his life. This is a fight that he's enjoying. Contrast that with Jeb Bush, drudgery, going through the motions. Just give me one.
We want a president sleep 3 hours. We want an alpha male.
Yeah, look, he's a brawler. And it's going to take a brawler to take on Hillary Clinton and to turn this country around. He's a fighter. And he will never buckle to the establishment. He'll never buckle to the insiders. This is the most exciting thing I've seen in my 40 years in politics. And it's a natural grassroots phenomena. The campaign is not that big. Trump is a penny pincher. He's running a cost-efficient campaign, getting huge votes. It's breathtaking.
That's another reason they hate him. All those billions that they get from a regular candidate aren't going to all those filthy politicos. I tell you, Roger Stone, thank you so much. Thank you for helping drive this insurgency. This is 1776 Part 2, folks. This is History Happening. Stay with us.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
She's going the distance. She's going for speed. She's all alone.
Remember? She called me sexist, and I hit her with the husband. And that was the last time I ever heard the word sexist. That was it. No, that was it.
And he hit the bushes with 9/11.
And Bill was not happy. I guarantee you, he said, don't you ever say that to him again. Say it to somebody else, but not to Trump. That was a rough weekend they had.
This guy's really got the gloves off. Okay, we're getting all the zingers. This is live right now with time codes, and we'll be interspersing them with our talk with Mark Geis. Gucciardi's doing the fourth hour. We're going to have big clips of this speech, however long it goes, in the fourth hour, but we'll cut out all the Maine is beautiful, oh, I love the roads, stuff he does to the locals. Maine is beautiful, though. And then give me the meat and potatoes next hour. But my friend Mark Geis is here. His new book, we're not selling it yet, but we should be at InfoWarsStore.com, The Illuminati in Hollywood. Celebrities, conspiracies, and secret societies in pop culture and entertainment industry. And the reason, I know this book just came out, but a few weeks ago I said, it's time to get Mark Geis on as his book's coming out. And notice, people won't pay attention to this normally, but when you just had the Oscars and all that weird Babylon stuff and Tower of Babel and the Super Bowl and all these rock and all this stuff, this isn't just some pentagram at a rock concert to act tough for teenagers. This is serious people. You know, this is Babylon stuff. This is Luciferian. And then you have Bohemian Grove, that was founded by Skull and Bones, founded by the Bavarian Illuminati. Through that line, you have Antonin Scalia dying, part of a secret society of hunters. No, it was a secret society that was held in lodges that is connected to the Illuminati that is founded by Bohemian Grove, refounded in 1961. That's in the Washington Post. So with that backdrop, got a long segment coming up. This is a short segment. People need to understand, this is the real religion of the elite. And they're not like PCP crackheads, you know, killing somebody's dog in a trailer because they're getting power off of it, you know, because somebody's, you know, rotted their brain. These are people that believe Lucifer is God. You need to understand that. Satanists and Luciferians, two different bags. And I tend to conflate it, too, and say Satanism. It's really Luciferianism. And you swing a stick around billionaires, you hit them. So we're going to Mark Geis here. Mark, I mean, I think that's a way to basically introduce this. Right under the surface, this stuff's going on. You've made a great study of it. What do you think we're facing right now, and why are they bringing so much of this out in the open?
You know, we've seen over the last 5 years the Illuminati go from what it originally was perceived to be, from many researchers like yourself, as a secret society or a mafia of banksters, politicians, and media moguls. We've seen it morph into the minds of the public as a celebrity secret society. And so in the book, I've tracked why this happened, the whole agenda, essentially with social media becoming a part of everybody's lives around 2010, 2011, everybody now has been introduced to Illuminati symbolism, the Illuminati, quote, conspiracy theories, because originally people had to go and seek that information out for themselves. Shows like yours, certain obscure websites, some very popular books, but not mainstream. So with social media, people who are interested in that kind of information have exposed it to their friends through posting on Facebook and other social media accounts. And so unfortunately, many well-meaning people who are trying to expose the Illuminati conspiracy, unfortunately, don't really have a good grasp of it, and it has morphed into a celebrity secret society.
And there's also a lot of now bottom feeders that, you know, tell girls who are 15 years old, I'm in the Illuminati, baby. You know, do all this, and I'll let you in on it. There's also, there used to be pretenders to the throne, or I remember in high school and college, there was always somebody claiming they were a Rothschild or a Rockefeller, and you'd learn 2 months later, they scammed everybody. You'd tell folks at college, hey, that's a scam artist, and they wouldn't believe it because they were on a power trip, and later, you know, be taken. It's kind of like the Nigerian scams. So I'm now seeing Illuminati scams.
Absolutely. There's a very popular book that's been published recently. I don't want to give it any publicity, so I won't name it specifically, which claims to be from the actual Illuminati. And then they encourage the readers to go and give the book a great review on Amazon so that the Illuminati will consider them for actual membership. And it's for suckers. It's muddying the water. There are a bunch of Nigerian Illuminati type of scams. I get contacted all the time from people literally wanting to join the Illuminati. They want to know.
Well, by the way, Kevin Trudeau, I literally was ignorant about him. I thought he had a vitamin mineral book he was being persecuted for in some memory thing. Once I got informed, they're like, well, Mark Geis is actually right criticizing you about this. I didn't know he had him on once. You know, he has a thing where he's in the Illuminati and you send him money and you get into it. And I was like, whoa. So I called you up and said, okay, you got me on this one. And you're like, oh, really? I thought you knew that. I was like, I don't know everything. I can't keep track of infomercial people. I just knew they were going after him for vitamin and minerals, and I'm for the First Amendment.
My criticism could be pretty brutal. And yeah, you had him on the show. Obviously, you don't know everything about him, but I didn't know when you had him on the show at the time. And so, for those who don't understand what we're talking about,
well, stay there. I mean, let's come back, because this is a good entryway into this. Like, what's the real Illuminati and the real occult system versus what people say? And I've been into Bohemian Grove. I've studied it. I know what it really is, and I know Mark has studied it as well. We'll get our views and then the pop views. So that's one way they cover stuff up. They just make it pop. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We've got the team in there watching Trump live, and it's a lot of provincial filler. Been talking about, you know, business ideas and things like that, interspersed with some really good punches at Hillary and Mitt Romney and the Republican establishment and the Koch brothers. So we're going to have those excerpts next hour when Anthony hosts. They'll also cover the latest breaking news. He'll also be premiering a very special report on the future of America and a lot more. I cannot stress enough to everybody to go to InfoWars.com and PresidentPlanet.com and get the video that's in the article and make it go viral. This video destroys Mitt Romney's claim against Trump, where it's him endorsing him 4 years ago and Romney saying all these great things about Trump that are the 180 opposite of what he said today. And by the way, you heard it from Roger Stone a week ago. Now it's happening. He's getting ready to come in if Rubio fails, which it looks like he is. So this is going to be an unprecedented attempt. Everything's coming out in the open. But one tactic they have is what Mark astutely has been pointing out. About 3 years ago, he started to say, they're mainlining it. They're confusing it. And I was like, don't be the Illuminati, you know, police dice. But then I started to really see what he was saying. He goes, they are coming out with a lot of truth, but also mixing bull in. And is that what's happening with the X-Files? I mean, I don't want to say that entirely because Carter says he likes me and I'm a good guy and he's a listener. And, you know, the character he's got based on me is a nice guy and I'm going to meet with him soon. I haven't set the date yet because I've been too busy. But he said, yeah, come out, let's meet. And but is that why they're letting him come out with more truthful scenarios? Is because they can't hide it anymore, you see. But that's okay. It shows we're winning. But, man, the open Illuminati rituals on football and in drama shows, people say then, well, what's this con game where they have these deals where you sign up the Illuminati or, you know, you send them money and you get the secret book? Really, that's what it always was. Adam Weishaupt wanted to take over the Masons, take over the Liberty movements, take over the Rosicrucians, take over a bunch of different organizations that were good, bad, ugly, you know, a mix. And the letters from the Illuminati, and he's written books about it, he's an expert, we have these letters, his orders, are how to get good organizations to join you and not know what you're doing. So the fact that, you know, some crackhead 18-year-old gets a 14-year-old girl to have sex with him and give him money because he's going to let her into the Illuminati, she thinks she's going to meet Jay-Z and Kanye West. Okay, I know it's Kanye and the gay fish. The point is that it came from a con. It is a con, just like communism came out of the Illuminati and the Jacobins and the French Revolution. That's a fact. It didn't come with Marx and Engels. So when you realize that communism and all of this is just more occult con artistry, my grandfather used to say, Satan is the cosmic con artist. And really, that's what it is. So it just never seems to end. Let's go now about to Mark Dice's new book, The Illuminati in Hollywood, available at markdice.com, Amazon, and bookstores, I guess, everywhere. We're going to be carrying it. I just haven't gotten around to it at InfoWarsStore.com if you can give me a good deal on it. Mark, okay, I've been ranting here. What do you think of my kickoff there? We were using Kevin Trudeau as kind of a window into this. So go ahead.
What we're seeing in the mainstream is the mainstream Hollywood establishment has been obviously promoting this Illuminati. It's a more modern-day version of Satanism. And we know that the New World Order, One World Religion, the Antichrist will announce that he is Lucifer, that he's Satan, to overthrow the evil creator God and offer everybody freedom and utopia here on Earth through the transhumanist technology. So we have these celebrity puppets who are being controlled by the studios, and we're seeing this with Kesha now, who is a very popular pop star who was posting satanic pentagrams and drinking fake blood out of a heart on stage, now crying in court because she's locked into a contract with her music producers. So these celebrities in the studios and the movie heads at the Oscars,
they're slaves.
They are puppets and slaves to the corporate controllers behind the scenes who are promoting this Illuminati philosophy, and their celebrity pawns who obviously the general public worship and mimic mindlessly as modern day gods. So these are the people and the systems being used to promote Luciferianism or Satanism as the coming one world religion, offering people success. And you can see it. Most people want to join this Illuminati to be rich and famous. So we've seen people like Kevin Trudeau, who has done some great stuff, but unfortunately just went off the rails and out of a desperacy or just greed, formed his global information network. And literally, they changed the website after a while. But originally, it said Bilderberg Group members, Bohemian Grove members, Illuminati members, Skull and Bones, insert your high-level secret society member. They all left their organizations to join Kevin Trudeau to form the Global Information Network.
That's right. And when you were saying this, Rob Jacobson walks in one day and he goes, no, I sent off for the Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, which is a great book, and it covers a lot of well-known stuff. I was like, wow, yeah, vitamin C, you know, cures scurvy. It's a fact, you know. Why are they taking this guy down? But they made it about that. What he would do is then, after you buy the book, then you get the letter, like it's hand-typed, and it says from him, join the Illuminati with me. I've been to Area 51. And I was like, wow, Mark's, wow, because I couldn't find that when you were talking about it. And then there it was. It was like, wow, this is what he, I don't want to get off onto him. It's just that's an example.
So the book, The Illuminati in Hollywood, is about the real Illuminati, how it has morphed into this supposed celebrity secret society, why we're seeing so many celebrities and major award shows, halftime shows at the Super Bowl, promoting this as the secret to success, as the secret of their coming savior. And it also gets into some more detailed information about how the movie industry and television industry are literally, and this is an open secret, manipulated by the Central Intelligence Agency. And for people who say that that's a conspiracy theory, you can go to CIA.gov, and there's a subsection on their website where they admit, and I'll read the printout. I just printed it out.
Chris Carter admits the CIA approaches him. I can't wait to talk to him in person.
This is from CIA.gov, and it's about the Entertainment Liaison Office. So in the 1990s, the CIA assigned one of their officers as a liaison to Hollywood to work with them to develop scripts and films and television shows.
And now it's in the headlines that the CIA and the Pentagon meet daily in huge meetings with all the big producers, just like the former attorney general said, let's brainwash the public against guns. That was in one of these big corporate meetings as well.
And so this is where the Department of Defense and the CIA works with Hollywood to produce films like Top Gun, because you can't just get an aircraft carrier and access to jets unless you go to the government. And so here is from CIA.gov. I'm reading this verbatim. It says, quote, if you're a part of the entertainment industry and you're working on a project that deals with the CIA, the agency may be able to help you. We're in a position to give greater authenticity to scripts, stories, and other products in development. That can mean answering questions, debunking myths, or arranging visits to the CIA to meet with known intelligence agencies and officers. So what we have here is an open secret of liberal Hollywood, who has been carrying the water for torture through films like and television shows like 24. This is an open secret. Everybody knows.
So here's the question. What is the goal of, on every show, attacking manhood, attacking the family, making men dumb, putting women in all the power positions? They admit that's the order. It's why the Road Warrior, you know, film won all the deals. They said that. It's an order. Now, we're not against women in those positions, but this is a order. It's not to empower women. It's to break everything up. Hollywood, they declassified, put out ugly art to, quote, hurt our minds. The CIA admitted that in the 60s. It came out last year. But they're ramping it all up. Illuminati, sacrifice, death, the devil. What are they trying to bring in? They're trying to condition us for horrors of totalitarianism. They're trying to pre-prepare us. That's my view. What's yours?
They're destroying the moral compass, the social fabric of the family in this country. They're literally paving the path for their global messiah, who will claim to be God, predicted
right.
in the Bible.
One world and religion being called for by the Pope, one world government being called for by the Pope. What are people going to do when the Pope calls the man of sin the Christ and is and kneels to him as the false prophet?
The vast majority of the country, unfortunately, are totally lost. And that's why I appreciate you having me on, because I know most of your audience is probably familiar with my social justice warrior persona in my Man on the Street video. So I appreciate the opportunity to come on so the audience can hear the real me, because this is some very serious material that we're talking about. The country, I've been trying to
illustrate. Well, your social justice warrior thing ties in where 9 out of 10 Californians say, I want gun owners in forced labor camps. I want them executed. I want to burn their bodies. I want their property. You go, yeah, and they go, and they speak clear English, white people, Hispanics, blacks. They want tyranny. They have no personal power, but they love evil. And these are the people they're going to use to persecute Christians and people that don't take the microchips. They're already announcing it. And
correct.
You can see it. They're going to say, you don't accept the one world religion. You don't let us teach your 3-year-old how to, you know, give a blowjob. You're hateful, literally. And so we're going to put you in a forced labor camp.
That is the plan. There's a whole chapter in the book on the gay mafia. And obviously, it's undeniable that they're promoting what's under 2% of the population as if it was 50% of the people. They take a great family show like Full House and they reintroduce it. And just as I predicted,
I'm not even against people that are, quote, gay, but every TV show I try to watch, the new Irish family is Catholic, but they're breaking up. The dad's an idiot and the son has a halo that's a rainbow. He's gay. They're just bombarding us. They are ending our reproductive system. Call it the devil, whatever. They want the end of humanity, the end of families, the end of procreation. It's population control. Their own university documents I cover in Endgame admit it. They said in the 60s, we will attack male role models, we will break up families, we will make women work, and we will promote homosexuality to lower the birth rate.
You know, Alex articulates it so well. And for those who, you know, want to sit and read and study this material, I've compiled it in the Illuminati in Hollywood. You can get it at Amazon.com. And
I know what I'm ranting. It's just you're so right that I'm just backing up what you're saying. And I've talked to a lot of the big Hollywood people who know this is going on, and they know I'm a journalist, wear a journalist hat. So if something's off record, if something isn't illegal and somebody tells me something, then it never comes out. And they're really sad and scared and say, we hate being ordered to do this. And you're right. These people above us are pure evil. And, oh, my God, Alex, we want to get out of it. Oh, it's horrible. And, oh, my God, my father was so hounded because he wouldn't go with them. And he was exposing them. I'm talking about Stanley Kubrick because he wouldn't go with them.
Look at this perverted agenda and the blurring of politics and Hollywood. We have Joe Biden appearing at the Oscars. Now, granted, for a good cause to raise awareness.
Obama's coming to South by Southwest with his tranny wife.
Well, you have Lady Gaga, who is now the poster child of supposedly fighting sexual assault, when she did a music video with the infamous pervert, alleged sexual predator, R. Kelly, who I don't know anybody in their right mind who would even want to be in the same room in the same
city. But let's not forget, she has to have bodyguards at night because she is attacked by ghosts and demon-possessed and lives in a living hell and calls herself a slave.
Yeah, she's sold her soul to Satan. It's quite clear.
Why would anyone want to get temporal power to be a horrid slave?
These are the victims and willing participants in the mind control system. To have somebody like Lady Gaga being held up as the poster child for fighting against sexual assault is completely 180 degrees from her previous persona and activities, giving R. Kelly a boost back into the limelight, who was indicted, by the way, on 21 counts of child porn, a case that just mysteriously got thrown out due to technicalities in the search warrant. He's just such a literal demon incarnated into a person, and R. Kelly is given a boost by Lady Gaga in the music video, which then they scrapped, which was promoted and produced rather by Terry Richardson, who's plagued by allegations of sexual harassment in Hollywood, where Lady Gaga was drugged and then depicted as being
sexually
assaulted.
Let me ask you this. You live a little bit outside L.A., right?
Yeah, I would never go up there. I'm in San Diego.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I was right. I've been down there before. I just memory fails. I used to think it was the smog, and that does make you sick, and all the everything else in those mountains with the sea. But I start feeling ill, and when I'm flying in, it took me a while to notice this. I used to go out there and be in films, be on TV, and do projects. I just refuse them now, and I go out there maybe every 3 years now to just do business because I get physically ill when the plane's at 20,000 feet descending into it. There is a spirit there.
It is. And for those who don't know, and I guess I've never really talked about this, you know that I've been in some meetings with some networks that, they wanted to talk to me about developing shows. So, I have a pretty good insider view.
You run new shows with some folks from Motley Crue, stuff like that.
And I've hung out with paparazzi. I've been involved and I was in their cars when they were involved in high-speed chases, stalking celebrities. I've shadowed them as part of my research. I've been in the high-level boardrooms with the Hollywood sign out in the background in the meetings of Spike TV, in Viacom, at the Sci-Fi Channel, at most major networks. I even had a meeting with, and I've never talked about this, with CNN. Now, I met with them to talk, and I know that they would never go.
Well, they're all such zombies. They have no ideas. So they have these meetings constantly to actually steal ideas, and then they want you to sell out. That's why I've been out, and let's not exaggerate, 50 meetings, Discovery, HBO, all the ones you listed. I'm not one-upping you. I've just been there with you as well. We've been in some of the same places. They say, Mark Dyson was in there last week. And I've just, and it's just, no, I'm not going to do that. We'll pay all this money, just make experience people look dumb, you'll be a big star, didn't take the deal. I know folks that did. And I'm not saying Ventura didn't, so he lost his show. But other people did shows about conspiracies where they then debunked them.
Yeah, so I went to a whole series of meetings in all of these boardrooms with most of the major networks, just as part of my own research.
I went to Spike, A&E, you name it.
CNN. And I have photos to prove all of this as well. I went to the mountain with the devil took Jesus to the mountain, offered him all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus said no. So I have stared the devil in the face.
Did they even give you the speech about how you can't beat the New World Order and it really wants to help people?
You know, I had one Hollywood producer. I'm not going to mention any names. You would know his shows.
Well, I mean, it must be a speech because I've been given it five times. And I mean by heads of radio networks, heads of studios.
He literally started praising Satan in the meeting. Okay, I'm not joking. And so
let's stop right there. Let's tell this story right now.
Well, we were talking about some particular philosophies and some shows that were out there about conspiracies and secret societies and things like that, and he was very sympathetic towards Satan, and I was stunned, and literally the Hollywood sign is out in the background. I could literally turn and see it. And so I have went to these meetings as a research project, not willing to sign with these people, just knowing that I could get inside and learn how this system works. And throughout the course of these meetings, I've had the production company that I was working with, they would call and say, hey, can you remove this video from YouTube? I don't think that the executives would really like that. And I said, well, then you obviously don't know anything about me. And the company that approached me, they were well-meaning. But it was a very interesting
process. No, but you finally get in a Bentley and go to a party, and there's major movie stars there, and they go, Alex, what's wrong with Lucifer? Just join us. And you're like, whoa, this stuff's real. And I'm like, I'm out of here.
At the Oscars, which was last week, it's very symptomatic of this, how worldly these people are. They're decked out in their $20,000, $30,000 gowns with their diamonds, which I wonder how many children, slaves in Africa.
But it's like Jacob and Harley's change in the Christmas Carol. I mean, who wants that crap? And it was at somebody's expense. Once you don't buy into it, you like shift. You go up a level once you've refused it. I don't know how to describe it. I'm glad you've experienced it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
intrepid listeners dug up a Associated Press photo. I've seen that photo before. I forgot about that from campaign 2012 with Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and someone else on the campaign plane having a great time. We're going to put that up on screen. We're going to put it up on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, and we're going to have memes. We want to see what memes you make with this. We're going to tweet it out clean right now. And then whoever does the best meme, it'll be a flash 24-hour. I will choose the winner. $1,000 tomorrow at the end of the fourth hour. I'll come in, and we will then announce who the winner is for $1,000 on that meme. By the way, the globalists, the Clintons, if you go back to their presidential library and the lawsuit that was executed by the Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah and others, they got 30-plus thousand pages. Some of it's blacked out, but most of it is about stopping freedom, stopping a new press, not just right-wing but left-wing, discrediting anybody, stopping money ever going to new media, because if people ever start buying new media, they'll buy diversity and choice and actual real reporting, and then it's over for them, and instructing the media how to call Joseph Farah a conspiracy theorist. This is before Drudge even showed up. And then later, how to stop Drudge. And we've covered it. They've written articles about it. That's why you got to get the book, The Illuminati. You know about it, but are you really an expert? To be a real teacher, you need to get a book that an expert's made. Or my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's free online. Watch it. Or get the DVD. Take advantage of the specials we have at InfoWarsLife.com. Our nutraceuticals, super high-quality colloidal silver, $9.95. The same stuff sells at major stores, same manufacturer. We private label it, $25, $19 when it's discounted. We always sell at $19.95. It's $9.95 right now. That's almost a loss leader. But I want to dominate markets. And when people come in and buy that, they tend to buy something else. A lot of great products. Shelter for Prison Church, you name it. Anthroplex is just known herbs, organic, concentrated, just like Supermail. The two work together. The Supermail sold out. Anthroplex is here. And it's amazing. Try it out for yourself. But go slow because it's dramatic. Libido, energy, you name it. It's got five-star reviews. Five-star reviews from third-party power reviews site that's very respected. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And your purchase makes everything we do possible. You know, when it comes down to it, Mark, I'm going to hold you 5 minutes the next hour. I want to invite you up more often. Bug us when you're not on at least every month with your great videos and your work and the things you're doing. You know, you say it's a persona when you go out and are a social justice warrior. And people kind of think, who's this jerk that, you know, wants to put gun owners in FEMA camps? Because I forget. I know who you are. Other folks don't know. I do joke videos and people think it's serious. Like, you really fell down? It's like, no. But you got to go out and go, hey, I'm for Hillary. Let's kill all the conservatives. And 9 out of 10 say, let's murder them. I mean, these are really sick, evil people. But they're also soft and weak. It's weird how such evil people are so unlearned, so ignorant. People perish for lack of knowledge. I mean, you can just see the judgment coming down, and L.A. is the model. It's not like that right outside L.A. And so you look at that. I believe, I believe the spiritual entity, Satan, is residing in Los Angeles, and that's why Hollywood and the projection of this evil across the world is coming from there. The devil lives on the west coast of the United States. I really think the spirit, the entity, the creature from another dimension the Bible talks about, whatever this entity is that every culture warns of, resides there. And can project his power worldwide. And you're right in the middle of it fighting, and that's why I can't be there. Because these people are such slaves. Go ahead. We've got 1 minute, but I'm going to come back to you.
I live in San Diego because it's nice and warm, and I hate going to Los Angeles. I'll go there a few times a year for meetings so I can research and, you know, give interviews and get interviews. But in the book, The Illuminati in Hollywood, I hope everybody checks it out because, as you can see, I'm very serious. For those who don't know and see the man on the street stuff, I might have come across like just a comedian or a clown. But
stay there, 70 seconds. I'm coming back to you. I was ranting about this, but it's so important. And you get into your experiences, all of it in this. This is what it's about. You don't know if you're in a meeting with a high-powered production head of a company that's worth $100 million, and they say, look, Lucifer loves